Although some areas in the state may be bemoaning budget losses, the cuts were not unexpected. Governor Parnell cited declining oil production as one reason for the cuts, and that decline is spurring inclusion in the budget of money aimed at upgrading infrastructure friendly to oil development. One of those projects affects Anaktuvuk Pass. The budget includes $8 million for a road to Umiat that will affect the remote community. The road will provide access to mining leases. Anaktuvuk Pass Mayor Esther Hugo has been outspoken in opposing the road. Despite Parnell's stated objective to fill up taps with millions of gallons of crude a day, REAP, or Renewable Energy Alaska Project Director Chris Rose, says he's pleased with the inclusion in the budget of funds aimed at renewable energy projects.
Well, we're very happy that the governor spared almost all the renewable energy and energy efficiency money that the legislature appropriated this year. The legislature appropriated over $100 million for energy efficiency programs like the weatherization and rebate programs, and just a little bit of that got cut. There's still over $100 million for that. The Renewable Energy Grant Fund also was fully funded this year. The Alaska Energy Authority had requested a little over $36 million for more than 70 projects around the state, and the governor left that completely alone.
Doug Griffin, city manager in Palmer, was also pleased with Governor Parnell's budget decisions. He says the Matanuska Valley City avoided all vetoes.
We had five items that were in the capital budget. Our biggest project that survived and was funded was $400,000 to match local money that's going toward expanding our ice arena. Then we had a series of other projects involving assisting the city in acquiring the Matanuska Made property. That's the property around the iconic water tower for the city of Palmer. So we did very well.
Griffin says a few Palmer requests for funding did not even make it into the original budget.